From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. The Italian actress Sophia Loren reportedly once said, "Everything you see I owe to spaghetti." What we see is her great figure, a figure she credits to eating pasta. But many people consider pasta bad for maintaining a healthy weight. Modern food experts often suggest avoiding pasta and other carbohydrates, such as white rice and potatoes. That suggestion is bad news to many people. After all, rice is a staple of many Asian countries. Potatoes are a staple of some Eastern European diets, and pasta is a staple of the Italian diet and a favorite of people everywhere. These foods are also called comfort foods. A comfort food reminds you of home and, well, comforts you. But now, a new study brings great news to pasta lovers around the world. The study suggests that pasta doesn't make you fat. In fact, the study says pasta may even reduce the chances of obesity. In other words, pasta may make it less likely you will become very overweight. We should note that this research was done in Italy, where eating pasta is very common. The pasta researchers analyzed the diets of more than 23,000 people. They published their findings in the journal Nutrition and Diabetes. The researchers note that pasta is part of a traditional Mediterranean diet. Many studies have shown that a Mediterranean diet reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke. However, this study specifically looked at the role that pasta plays. Pasta, the researchers found, contributes to a healthy body mass index, lower waist circumference, and better waist-hip ratio. Again, think of Sophia Loren. Licia Iacoviello is the head of the Laboratory of Molecular and Nutritional Epidemiology at the Institute for Research, Hospitalization, and Healthcare in Pozzilli, Italy. Researchers at this institute conducted the study. Iacoviello says that the popular view these days is that pasta is not a good choice when you want to lose weight. She adds that some people completely ban it from their meals. But she says, in light of this research, we can say that this is not a correct attitude. However, before you help yourself to a big plate of spaghetti and meatballs, you should know this. Eating too much pasta will not provide the benefits researchers describe. Iacoviello warns that pasta should be eaten in moderation. And she says it should be part of a diet that includes a variety of common Mediterranean foods, such as fresh vegetables and fruits, grains, nuts, olive oil, and legumes. In fact, a different study shows that even the fatty foods in the Mediterranean diet are healthy. These fats include olive oil, nuts, avocados, eggs, or fatty fish. The Mediterranean diet is light on meat and dairy. The lead researcher of the study on fats in the Mediterranean diet is Dr. Hannah Bloomfield. She says that people who eat a Mediterranean diet with no restriction on the fat they eat have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, and type 2 diabetes. For this study, researchers reviewed results of more than 300 previous studies on the health benefits of a Mediterranean diet. The combination of these two studies seem to suggest that eating a Mediterranean diet is not only good tasting, but good for you. I'm Ana Mateo.